Shabbat shalom. Today's Torah portion is Shemini, which is found in Leviticus 9:1 through 11:47. And this is what we read in Hebrew. It came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. Dear Lord, we thank you for your Shabbat. And we pray as we look into your Torah that you will give us the understanding of what you have to say. And we pray that you will just bless us with your shalom this week and the Shabbat. In your name, amen. This Torah portion is called Shemini, which in English means eighth, because the start of the portion begins on the eighth day of Aaron and his sons staying at the entrance of the tabernacle. 7 full days. This was part of the process to get Aaron and his sons ready for service. And after that, Moses anointed them with the blood of a male lamb, which is called the Yael HaMiluim, the ram of ordination. Moses did this to teach the priests how they should minister in the newly erected structure. In verse 9, 1 through 4, it says, On the day Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel, he said to Aaron, Take a young bull for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering, both without blemish, and present them before the Lord. And tell the Israelites, Take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, male yearlings without blemish, for a burnt offering, an ox and a ram, for a fellowship offering to sacrifice before the Lord, and a grain offering mixed with oil, for today the Lord is going to appear to you. And it continues in verse 5 through 7. They brought what Moses had commanded to the front of the tent of meeting, and the whole community came forward and stood before the Lord. Moses said, This is what the Lord commanded you to do, that the glory of the Lord may appear to you. Then Moses said to Aaron, Approach the altar and sacrifice your sin offering and your burnt offering. Make atonement for yourself and for the people. Sacrifice the people's offering and make atonement for them, as the Lord commanded. Now up to this point, Moses was the one who did all the sacrifices for atonement of Israel and the priests. But now the priests are going to start doing it themselves because they were now considered holy enough. Moshe was like a mediator between Israel and the Lord. Up to this point, much like Yeshua is a mediator between us and the Lord, which you can find in Hebrews 7:25, which is kind of a paradox because he is God himself. But now we are seeing in this passage the shift to the priests themselves making intercession for themselves and all of Israel. But first Aaron had to make a sacrifice, because as Moshe says in verse 4, the Lord is going to appear to you. In verse 9, chapter 9, verse 8 through 21, it says, So Aaron approached the altar and slaughtered the calf as a sin offering for himself. Aaron's sons brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and applied it to the horns of the altar. He poured out the blood at the base of the altar. He burned the fat, the kidneys, the fatty lobe of the liver from the sin offering on the altar, as the Lord had commanded Moses. He burned up the flesh and the hide outside the camp. Then he slaughtered the burnt offering. Aaron's sons brought him the blood, and he sprinkled it on the sides of the altar. They brought him the burnt offering piece by piece, along with the head, and burned them on the altar. He washed the entrails and the shanks and burned them with the burnt offering on the altar. Aaron presented the people's offering. He took the male goat for the people's sin offering, slaughtered it, and made it a sin offering with it as he did before. He presented the burnt offering and sacrificed it according to the regulation. Next, he presented a grain offering, took a handful of it, and burned it on the altar in addition to the morning burnt offering. Finally, he slaughtered the ox and the ram as the people's fellowship sacrifice. Aaron's sons brought him the blood, and he sprinkled it on the sides of the altar. They also brought the fat and the fatty lobe of the liver and placed these on the breasts. Aaron burned the fat portions on the altar, but he waved the breasts and the right thigh as a presentation offering before the Lord, as Moses had commanded. That is very complicated, and the Lord was very particular. Remember this, being holy is extremely hard, and we will mess up eventually, no matter how hard we try. Now we know that these sacrifices cannot fully atone for Aaron's sins, or Israel's, or mine, or yours. So even here, during this time, when it seems so harsh to us, God was already showing a massive amount of grace. Verse 22 through 24, it says, Aaron lifted up his hands towards the people and blessed them. He came down after sacrificing his sin offering, the burnt offering and the fellowship offering. Moses and Aaron then entered the tent of meeting. When they came out, they blessed the people, and the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. Fire came out from the Lord and consumed the burnt offering and the fat portions on the altar. And when all the people saw it, they shouted and fell face down on the ground. So much happens in these three verses, it's just hard to comprehend. One, Aaron blesses the people. Then Moshe and Aaron go into the tent of meeting and intercede for the people before God. Moses and Aaron come out and bless the people again. The Lord's presence appears to them all. And fire comes out from the Lord and consumes the burnt offering. And all the people shout and fall on their faces. Israel comes the closest to the Lord than ever before, and God accepts the sacrifice. This all happened 1 year after the Lord gave Israel the Torah, which in Jewish tradition was akin to the engagement of a bridegroom and the bride. And this anniversary, which was called Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the wedding day when God's glory came and abided in the midst of Israel. In the same way, when Yeshua first came, we became engaged to him in a way. When he died and rose again and sprinkled his blood on the heavenly altar, and when he gave us his spirit, we became his bride. And now he has gone to prepare a place for us, as a bridegroom makes a home for the bride. But as in Jewish tradition, only the father knows when the house is finished and when the bridegroom can return. Shabbat Shalom.